We have breaking news.
Okay.
The Steelers roster cuts are out. And I have to be honest with you. Have you looked at the list here, Don?
Yes.
There's one name on here that I am shocked by. Not to say he's a great player or anything.
Can I guess?
But there's three names in a row. I'm looking at them, and I think the one in the middle is the one I'm looking at.
But literally every single person I saw who made a 53-man roster had this guy making the team.
All right. How about we all count to three and say it at once? Ready?
One, two, three.
Chuck Clark.
Yeah. That's it. So Chuck Clark gets cut.
So does James Pierre and Beanie Bishop. I thought Pierre was going to make it.
As a special teams gunner.
He was a teams guy.
And Corey Trice got the
IR
designated for return. So at this very second, Skylar Thompson and Will Howard are both on the active roster. Beanie Bishop cut. Trey Sermon cut. Chuck Clark, James Pierre.
Theory.
Both cut. Yes.
I think Kizora, I'm just stealing this from him, hypothesized that they could try to wait a day or two, put Howard on the IR, and then bring back a guy like Chuck Clark, maybe a veteran, yo-yo the roster that way. He tweeted that out, so I'm bringing it up.
What would be the benefit in doing that?
Don't really understand. Because I guess what? How many guys can they designate for a return on the IR right now?
Oh, so I just thought about this, unless I'm missing something.
Because like Kizora retweeted Steelers Depot. Because I don't get into this stuff like they do.
It's just going to cause our listeners' brains to melt here.
Somebody claimed you can put someone on the IR today without the designated return designation, and Steelers Depot said, if you do, they're out for the season. You have to designate them. So yeah. Is there some sort of limit to the number of guys that can be designated to return?
Yes, we said that yesterday.
Eight. So they want to, wait a day and do what with Will Howard? Still designated
for
return? I don't
know. The other guy who would fit under that category, too, who I don't see his name on here, who just stood on the sideline and did nothing the entire preseason and for a big chunk of training camp was Dante Kent. The... seventh round corner from Central Michigan who never played, and I don't see him on the IR, and he wasn't released. So I guess maybe they're trying to pull a fast one with him and Howard, wait a day on both those guys. Is it a day?
Saunders is hypothesizing here. Alan Saunders, the Steelers could re-sign vets not subject to waivers, which is Clark and Pierre.
Yep.
If they're looking to avoid using an automatic IR return designation on somebody like a Will Howard or a Dante Kent.
So they're just trying to, it's like trying to find a loophole in your fantasy football
draft. Sounds
like they're
trying to manipulate.
To draft the guy and stash him, whether that's.
Or it's like me finding out yesterday in the league that I run that Donnie's in that you can put suspended players on the injured reserve, and that's why I was able to just stash Jordan Addison for a little bit. Yes.
I'm trying to see here. It looks like all those defensive linemen made the team. So they kept Logan Lee.
Long snapper Logan Lee.
They kept Daniel Ukulele from the Patriots, who they signed, who I didn't really notice at all.
Equale,
thank you. I said it like that because that was Kabali's pronunciation, and I didn't.
He called him Daniel Ukulele?
He did.
Bill Guitar starting next to him.
And... okay, so Dominic Davis got waived.
The prevailing sentiment
So they kept the... Hold on here, Chris.
Yes.
I want to see how many defensive linemen they kept.
They kept eight.
Yep.
And eight DBs.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Okay. So Harmon, Benton, Hayward, three. Loudermilk, four. Black, five. Lee, seven.
Six.
Lee, six.
Skipped five. Six.
Ukulele, seven.
Equale.
And then who's eight?
Dominic Davis.
No, he got caught.
I'm sorry.
The other guy with a crazy name from Jacksonville. Azizi Odemiwo made the team.
Would you like to try that one again?
I really would not.
Okay.
But Bishop is gone. They could not find a trade partner or anything with him. He had four interceptions last year. He went from undrafted guy to starting. He played, I think, decently. Not well, but I don't think he was like a disaster. Was benched for Cam Sutton.
They
wrongly
couldn't wait to bench Sutton, who then sucked, and they never seemed to want to give Beanie Bishop like a chance. I don't think Beanie Bishop is somebody that I'm going to pound the table for, but he made a couple of plays.
Yeah.
Like, that seems like a pretty straightforward
But he went in the doghouse in a hurry here. Maybe it's because he did wipe his cleats on the pit
logo. Everyone is essentially hypothesizing that this situation is that eventually Howard's going to get IR designated.
And
that
so is this
gonna,
Kent kid.
And that they're going to bring either Clark and or Pierre back.
So none of their 2025 draft picks were cut. Every single one of them stayed on the roster for now.